And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. It is Chris Mensink. Coach, how's it going today?
Very good. It's been a good morning.
I'm sure it has been. You're coming off that thrilling, maybe stressful win for you, Coach, in the state quarterfinals. You top a very good Lester Prairie team. 18-6 was the final score, Coach. You can take us through the game overall and your thoughts on it.
Well, you know, we haven't been in a tight game like that, so it was awesome to see our kids work through that and show some grit. They had a couple times where they could have folded, and they've keep battling, and just so proud of our kids and our community.
Yeah, a great win indeed. 18-6 was the final score. You guys get a stop early, then you go down and score, you jump up early, and then it was kind of, I believe, right before the half, Lester Prairie maybe changed their formation, how they were attacking you a little bit, and that maybe caused them just were able to get in the end zone and make it tight there right at the break.
Yeah, they did. And like you said, they had not been scored on in the second quarter. So we did get one on them in the first and missed our extra points. So we kind of got behind the numbers there a little bit, scored in the second quarter as well, and missed the 2-point conversion. So we're up 12-0. And like you said, they kind of went into their, a trips formation kind of, with Tanner at the quarterback, which we knew they had in their arsenal, and they attacked it, very well, and they threw the ball and ended up, I thought it was pretty well defended, got tipped, and then they had another guy in the back of the end zone that caught it off the tip to get the score and then scored the extra point, or 2-point conversion. So it was 12-8 going into halftime, and they kind of had the momentum there. So we had some things to work through there at halftime and make some adjustments on that formation. We kind of thought they were going to come back to that early, but they went back to their wishbone. Ended up getting a score in the third quarter to take the 18-8 lead. Had an opportunity, I thought, to put them away. We were driving, had a nice 90-some yard drive again, and didn't ended up turning the ball over there. But our kids got the ball back, and it was just a battle back and forth of two different styles there. And watching those kids on both sides of the football, just so proud of their grit and effort. And ended up finishing that game and getting a big stop on fourth down to be able to run that clock out at the end.
Yeah, and again, this is the first trip as Fillmore Central going to the state football tournament. You guys get a win in the quarterfinals, which means you're up at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm sure not just you and the team are excited, but the community, obviously, in Preston, Harmony, and Fountain, very excited as well.
What a moment, you know, after the game to see all of our community members and the looks on their faces and the tears and on our kids' face. That's a moment that I'm not going to forget, that's for sure. After the game, the first phone call I got was from Dell Elson, a mentor of mine, and just how happy he is for us and our community is pretty special. And to get the emails, you know, and the text messages from people reaching out, Jim Reinhart and all those people that I have so much respect for, it's been pretty special.
It's been a special ride indeed, a phenomenal football team there at Fillmore Central. And, Coach, you get the win over Lester Prairie, and now it doesn't get any easier, right? I know it's been great to celebrate, but you got to turn your focus quickly because you have a tough Mignota team that you'll be taking on in the state semifinals. That's on Saturday, November 19th, 11:30 at U.S. Bank Stadium. What do you expect to see from the Vikings?
Well, yeah, there's a team there. They've been there, done that many times, right? They're used to this situation, so... yep, it's back to work. Put our work boots on this week and got to get after the film here today and come up with a new plan. And yeah, it's going to be another tough challenge, but they're all tough challenges at this time, right? They're all going to be good games. And I know our kids are going to be prepared and ready, and 11:30 games. So it's a different schedule all week. And yeah, so we got to get our kids focused and come up with a plan for Mignota for sure. So, but we're up to that challenge and excited about that opportunity for sure.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. Coach, what's one thing you want to see this team improve upon from last night's win over Lester Prairie into this matchup with Mignota?
Well, I think, again, we talked, you know, turnovers at this time of the year, and mm-hmm. and we did give some of that up last night, but we got to continue to improve on that, and just we kind of be us, right? We got to do what we do best, and we're going to get indoors. I think one thing that we need to focus on this week is you go from the weather we had last night at a real feel of like 19, and now we're going to go into a real feel of what, the upper 60s and yeah. 70s, so it's going to feel like September again. So getting our kids acclimated to that and ready for that environment, so we're not cramping and things like that's going to be a challenge and definitely something we need to focus on as well this week, as well as a tough Mineota team. So, for sure, that's going to be things we need to work on.
Chris Mensing with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Anything else you want to add in here as we wrap things up?
No, I just want to thank our community it's just amazing to see the people lining the streets and the escorts in and out of town and the fan buses and the community members and the people that are reaching out. So we just want to thank everybody for all the support. I know our kids and our coaching staff sure appreciate that. So it's a great time at Preston Harmony and Fountain for sure.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. They take on Mineota Saturday, November 19th at 11:30 a.m. at U.S. Bank Stadium. And, of course, if you can't make it up there, we'll have the action right here on 103.1 at KFIL coming up on Saturday. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the win, and good luck next Saturday.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Luke. We appreciate that.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.